And now, Chuck and Winkler, two townies talking Wisconsin sports, covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman. Plenty of basketball to talk about with you guys today. Get back to the Brewers around 9 o'clock, Adam McKelvey. Yeah, we can talk about Jimmy Nelson, we can talk about Zach Davies. We'll talk about Baker Mayfield with Adam McKelvey. I think that was the coolest thing that they almost let him take an at-bat this weekend, but instead he just hung out with Yelich, took some BP, and then coached first base. But Baker at Brewers camp, I thought was... that was the highlight of the weekend to me.
I think, man, the Brewers, man, getting... I mean, when was the last time you'd have a guy like Baker Mayfield come to your spring training? I mean, the best the Brewers could do in years gone by is the honky-tonk man. But now Baker...
which, come on, I mean, that's...
well, it is, yeah.
Kid in itself.
Greatest intercontinental champion of all time.
Sure.
But, yeah, I thought it was cool, man. Getting a guy like that stop by your training camp?
The Baker-Yelich friendship is still weird to me because it's like they worked out one time and became best friends. Like right away.
I know.
And then I don't know if Yelich likes football or who he roots for. Obviously, he's friends now with Baker. But Travis Shaw is a huge Browns fan, so that's always cool. Well, it was good to see him.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was awesome, man.
We'll talk to Adam McKelvey.
Good stuff.
About that. Again, there's Jimmy Nelson stuff to talk about. There's Davies stuff, but... if we talked 15 minutes on Baker Mayfield with Adam at 9 o'clock, I wouldn't be upset.
I was driving by Miller Park yesterday on the way to the Bucks game, and you know, there's traffic jams now in front of Miller Park leading up to getting the downtown to a Bucks game these days, which didn't happen in years gone by because nobody showed up for Bucks games on a Sunday afternoon. But now, I mean, there was a buzz in that place. But going by Miller Park, it was just like, wow, 2 weeks from today, we'll be at a Sunday afternoon game against the Cardinals.
Did they add some seating at Fiserv yesterday?
Yeah, I noticed that in some temporary seating. I don't know if that, I mean, that's the first time I've seen it. I don't know if it's been there before, but they've added, I mean, it was an attendance record they set at Fiserv yesterday. And I wonder if it's because they put the additional seating in there, which was in the back of one of the end zones. I took a picture of it and put it on Twitter.
Was it just like folding chairs?
No. It was like some. It was like some, like you rent some stands out from like a company. Hey, can you come in here and put some bleachers in? And there were like, you know, metal stairs and everything like that. It was portable. And then they had chairs sitting in those seats. It just was odd to see that because, you know, you had all these seats in the arena and then you had this way at the back. You know, by the corridor there, you had these temporary stands. I've never seen a team do that before.
You know, they're going to try to make as many, like, impromptu seats as possible.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, covering the playoffs for the media, they're going to take over that little place we sit and sell those seats.
Oh.
Media is going to be watching the game in the TV room.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's whatever they got to do, they're going to do what they have to do. Don't give them any suggestions. Remember, they listen to the show. Don't say that. We'll be watching the game over at Goolsby's.
And you'll be watching the game in there, and like Sterling Brown and DiVincenzo will be with you because they're going to sell seats on the Bucks bench.
End of the bench, yeah.
Well, heated seats if they can.
Hey, you know, they're going to do what they can to squeeze and get all the money coming into that place. But you know, just walking around before the game, it did have a little playoff atmosphere, of course. I mean, a Sunday afternoon, here we are, middle of March. We're supposed to be talking about the NCAA tournament. This is the first time I can remember the day after the tournament that the Bucks have kind of dominated the early part of our show so far.
Well, the Bucks are going places, and our two college teams aren't. So I think that's kind of why.
Yeah, geez. I mean, what more can you say about Marquette? I'm just disappointed
in the way things are finishing off here.
And you know,
let's get into that in a second. Big Dave's on the line, wants to talk a little Bucks, so we'll get him on. What's up, Big Dave? 799-1250.
Hey, Dave.
Morning, fellas. I just wanted to bring a little bit of calmness to the show this morning.
Well, we're being calm or no?
No, I know. I'm listening to Bucks Nation, a lot of stress over the loss yesterday, and I'm just not feeling that. To me, I mean, these teams that we're playing right now, they have so much more to play for here at the end of the season than the Bucks. To me, we're kind of, you know, rotating a lot of different guys in, doing a little different things. And to me, it's, you're looking at the end of the year, I mean, with where our seeding, we're up 3 on the Raptors after they lost. They're fading. They're completely fading. They're like 5-5 in their last 10. And we're looking at finishing, if we finish about 500 right now, that would force Toronto to go 10-2 over that same stretch to get the one seed. To me, Philadelphia came in. They have a chip on their shoulder. They're seeing, they smell a little blood in the water with Brogdon being out. Brogdon will be back for the second round until, in my opinion, we don't really need him until the second round. We had the Bucks more so playing a lackadaisical, last caller said lackadaisical playground defense. I agree. A lot of missed open shots, and it seems like just like against the Heat, we kind of turn it on when we feel like. You know, with second half, it's like, okay, it kind of matters to us now, and you see us be the much better team in the second half. Because then it felt like, you know, we kind of came out after halftime, we're like, hey, they're not any better than we are. In a 7-game series, it's Bucks and 6, in my opinion, against Philadelphia. And I'm going to take it to the next level, and I think that the Bucks NBA champions this year.
Well, I think we want Philadelphia to get the 3 seed. I do not think you want to face them.
It's always. That's for the culture.
In the second round of the playoffs, man. If you got the number 1 seed, you know, you'd play, let's say, right, Miami right now, and then the winner of the 4 and 5 seed, which would be Indiana and Boston. I'd much rather face not that those are easy outs. Well, although I think I'm not that impressed with Indiana. But I think of the 3 teams, Philly, Indy, and Boston, man, you do not want to face Philly in that second round.
Bucks are 52-18. Raptors are 3 games back, and you've got the tiebreaker, so let's call it 4. I am not worried about not getting the 1 seed. I mean, are you still like scoreboard watching Toronto?
No. I just want to see how they're going to do with Brogdon here.
Yeah, I want to see is maybe they try to find rotations that work without Brogdon. Like the Heat. The Heat on Friday night, they start a rotation without D-Wade, without Hassan Whiteside, without Dragic, because what they found was, what do they call it, the super lineup or something? They found the 5 best guys that play together as a unit when they were forced to without some of those injuries. And then so their 3, you would think, their 3 most recognizable names, they all come off the bench. I just want the Bucks to find whatever's going to work the best without Brogdon. And maybe you experiment like that over the next few months. Find a lineup that works when you can't rely on Giannis. Find a lineup that works when you can't rely on Middleton. Tinker around a little bit. You've got, 10 games? They only have 10 games left?
Yeah, next month maybe.
Wow.
Not months.
You've got about 10 games that's not right, 20.
No. They played 70. You got 12 games left.
Math.
Playoffs will probably start a week.
Math is tough.
The playoffs are starting, I would think, let's see, I probably a month from today.
Yeah, like the 13th or something. Okay, so 52 plus 18 is 70. 82 minus 70 is 12. 12. They have 12 games left. Is that? Thank you.
Well, yeah. But
so tinker around a little bit with these lineups. The wins and losses, I think you've given yourself enough of a cushion that you can kind of just play it out. And were they playing vanilla yesterday? I mean, Giannis certainly was not. And the team certainly could have played better. But that's why I don't know. I don't know how much when you lose to the Sixers, if you play them again, does it matter that you lost the last time that game? Would it be better if you won? I don't know. And so what I want them to do is just stay healthy first and foremost, you know, try to keep the momentum going, be confident, but also use this time to experiment because you've built a little bit of a cushion.
Well, the most important thing is you got to see what's going to work without Malcolm Brogdon in there.
Right.
Finding ways you could win without him and finding the right combination.
Because that's a known. We know you're without him.
That's the most important thing.
Right.
And Philly is playing, like Dave said there, our previous caller, Philly's trying to get that 3 seed. They're in a dog. They're not going to get the 2 seed. They're not going to get the 1 seed. Philly's trying to get that 3 seed. They're in a fight with Indy and Boston for that 3 seed. Because I would think Philly, too, doesn't want to play the Bucks. I mean, they won yesterday, but they want to avoid the Bucks, too. They don't want to play the Bucks in the second round, just like I think the Bucks don't want to play Philly in the second round. But, I mean, I just think, though, if you find a way here in the next couple of weeks, but the Bucks wanted to win that game yesterday. I don't think it was, vanilla. I don't really know what that means. I look at vanilla as just going out there and not throwing your best stuff at the Sixers. They were trying to win that game. The game meant more, though, to the Sixers because they wanted to come in here and, you know, with their bunch together and find a way to win a game in a playoff atmosphere on the road. And they proved they could do it.
Let's get out to Mike, who is in Franklin. What's up, Mike?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mike.
I'm not ready to press the panic button because, you know, Brogdon's going to be out for 2 or 3 months, or maybe 2 months, whatever the case may be. The one thing we need is just to distribute the scoring more throughout the starting lineup and the bench. You can't rely on Giannis to score you, you know, 35 to 40 to 50 points a game. Otherwise, you're going to wear him out too come playoff time. So distribute the scoring, and somebody decides they need to step up like a Middleton, like a Bledsoe, and drop in 20 to 30 points a game moving forward. So just keep the guys fresh by distributing the scoring. I think it's the best thing I can say about all this.
Is that possible, you think? Can you get consistent efforts from Middleton, Bledsoe? I mean, they can't be as bad as they were yesterday.
I think they can, but the bottom line is, you know, they all want the big payday, right? So Middleton probably is going to want a big payday. I think he doesn't necessarily have to earn it, but show them, you know, that he can be that second scoring punch besides Giannis, because like I said, you're going to wear Giannis out.
Yeah, well, you hate to think that you have to have a 52-point night from Giannis to win a game against Philadelphia, but, I mean, I think, he mentioned the bench there a little bit there, although he mentioned starters. Is the bench strong enough to compensate for the loss of Brogdon?
Well, Connaughton, DJ, Ersan, Hill, they're going to have to be. Now, you're without DiVincenzo in play yesterday. Sterling Brown hasn't been playing. So throw those guys back in there. I do like the Bucks bench. The DJ's emergence back in December was the reason that I was ready to jump from, hey, I hope we do well, to, okay, we're going to the finals. Because I just thought it showed how deep that was. And again, Mirotić, you got to throw him in that bench group.
Well, but not if he's
sure, but he's started. Part of the bench that would have to step up.
But that's what I'm saying. With Brogdon, he comes off the bench, and he's our best player off the bench.
I ultimately think they will be fine. I think that you, over the next few weeks, try to figure it out. Not just because Brogdon's the known. You know you're going to be without him for a while, so try to find what works without him. But I think they should also tinker around, like sit Middleton out a game and play a game and see what it's like without him. Sit Giannis out a game. We don't need anybody else, you know, going down like Giannis did yesterday that took the air out of that building and out of the entire city of Milwaukee. I mean, I felt a feeling inside me that I did not want to feel.
Yeah, I mean, he goes down, let's face it.
And I've been worried about this moment all season.
He goes down, you ain't beating anybody. You ain't beating anybody in the playoffs.
Because I don't want to talk it into an existence. But yeah, we saw, at least for a moment, what it would have felt like yesterday.
Oh, man. And he popped up. He popped up, and it was like, whew.
Well, he popped up, and he was still limping, and then it...
No, the fact that he popped up, I was feeling good about at least that he popped up.
Yeah.
You don't want him off in a, you know, being carted back to the locker room, and it's like, then what do you do?
Yeah,
I mean, you're done.
Figure it out. Use these next 12 games as sort of a, not a practice. I mean, you're still playing, but figure out what's going to be best for you come playoff time. And now they're going to be forced to do that a little bit with no Malcolm Brogdon. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins, where you can score yourselves the $9.99 burger combos, where you get a big burger. And I'm talking huge, because not only is the patty thick, but they stack it with all the fixings. You could have the classic cheeseburger. All right, a little cheddar cheese, lettuce, tomato, some sweet red onions, some pickles, the signature sauce, slapped on that Angus beef burger. Mmm, that's juicy. And then they give you French fries. You know, burgers, you need the fries. And then they give you a slice of pie, and you get all that for under $10. The $9.99 burger combos available at Perkins all throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Monday's a nice day for pie, too, because after 11 o'clock, you get a free slice of pie with whatever meal you order. So if you order the burger combo, you get a slice of pie, and then you get another slice of pie, because after 11 on a Pie Society Monday, they give you a free slice of pie with any meal, breakfast, lunch, or dinner after 11 o'clock. The brackets have been unveiled. The Badgers a 5, Marquette a 5, and the paths seem to be difficult for both of them. So who's still playing into the weekend, and is either one of these teams playing into next week? I'll say no. We'll see what Freem says. We'll see what you say. 799-1250. This music means college basketball.
recorded it off of VHS.
Oh, this is awesome. This is the best theme music ever.
Why does it sound like it's recorded off of my phone?
Well, because it was probably recorded back then.
And I mean like
at the beginning,
a track phone.
When the radio station first started 15 years ago.
This.
Well, I don't know. I guess we could have. Yeah, somebody put a microphone up to a TV set and just recorded this.
But, we'll update this because everyone's going to be using it over the next month.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll update this.
Yeah, it's definitely not. It's definitely the beta version.
We don't want beta versions. Hey, by the way, with the whole beta alpha thing, we got the most. This tweet has to be a joke. Did you see the Brewers video spoof last night?
No. No.
So last year they did The Sandlot?
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
And this year they did a spoof of the movie Mean Girls.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
No.
I haven't either.
No.
You
mean Mean
Lohan.
Girls or The Spot? Oh, the Mean Girls? That was from like 15 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, 10, 15.
Yeah.
So they did a spoof of it, and a guy tweeted us the video and said, here's another example of the lame feminization of sports marketing. Don't know what Mean Girls is. Don't care. Didn't watch. The feminization of sports marketing.
So what's he getting at?
That it's a girl movie, so it shouldn't, and has no business in boy marketing. I mean, that is an alpha, that's as alpha a take as it comes.
Yeah.
That has to be a joke or a troll.
Oh.
That cannot be a real thought.
Did he put it on Twitter? He put that?
He tweeted us that about 10 minutes ago.
I just think when some of the stuff that people put on Twitter, when they come at you, it's just, they're trying to get your reaction.
Well, I brought it up on the air.
Yeah.
Michael at Captain Morgan on Twitter.
All right. So the NCAA tournament field came out yesterday. And, I mean, I guess I wasn't surprised that Marquette and Wisconsin each got 5 seeds. I think Marquette played itself from a 3 to a 5 seed by just falling in the tank here in the last 2 weeks. They went from a 3, possibly could have got a 2. I mean, they were in the top 10, the AP top 10, as soon as two and a half weeks ago. But, man, they looked a little lost out there. I mean, looked good against St. John's, but then, you know, Seton Hall, that was a mess of a game on Friday night. And I guess, again, I'm not surprised either got a fifth seed.
Well, I haven't studied the bracket yet. I haven't filled any out yet. Marquette's the highest Big East team, though, aren't they? Didn't Nova get a 6? Nova got a 6.
Yeah.
And then what were the other guys? Seton Hall's in there.
St. John's.
St. John's is in there, I think, in a play-in game tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Or Wednesday night. Marquette got the highest Big East seed. That's a little odd. Is it not?
Yeah, I thought so. I did. I thought the highest seed... I mean, Seton Hall is playing the best, but you know, Villanova won the tournament, so how is Villanova not the and they won the regular season too? I don't get it myself.
Just more proof for my theory that conference tournament doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, I mean in
Michigan
this case,
State won the conference tournament in the Big Ten. It didn't help them at all. They're the lowest 2 seed.
Yeah,
they got stuck in Duke's region. They won the Big Ten regular season and the Big Ten tournament, and it didn't matter.
So what happens if they didn't? Then where would Michigan got stuck? I mean, it might have been some of those losses like the Indiana. I mean, they lost to Indiana late, as did Wisconsin late in the year.
I mean, Michigan's got a better 2-seed spot than Michigan State.
Yeah.
Michigan State beat Michigan 3 times.
Yeah.
And they won the Big Ten tournament, and it didn't matter.
Well, I mean, like some of these teams that got in, you scratch your head and you wonder, well, how did they get in? NC State didn't, with 22 wins, and apparently they passed all the tests except for strength of schedule.
Now, NC State, I watched that NC State-Clemson game on Thursday or Wednesday. They're not that good.
Well, I mean, who really is, though? You look at this tournament, and I see a bunch of teams where I'm just not all that impressed with. I mean, like Cincinnati. Iowa. You can go right down the line. I mean, Auburn beat Tennessee they put on a clinic on Sunday to win the SEC title. But I mean, Auburn isn't. I don't think Auburn. I think there's a lot of teams that are just. I just don't see all that good.
No, college basketball is very top heavy, and when I look at the one seeds, Gonzaga, North Carolina, Virginia, and Duke. I mean, three of the four of those are ACC teams, and I think those. I mean, I'm going to go chalk. I'm going to put Duke, Virginia. I think UNC. That you don't want to be like, people are going to be filling out their brackets, and they're going to say, well, I like Duke out of here in Virginia and North Carolina, and then they're going to look at their Final Four, and then they're going to say, well, I can't have three ACC teams. There's no way that'll happen, but they're the best teams.
Yeah, well, I think a team, there's a couple of teams who I think you'll watch out for. I like Florida State.
You know what?
I think Florida State is really good.
I really don't like Florida State. Why? I watched them a couple of weeks ago because I put money on them.
Yeah.
Which is the same reason I watched NC State the other day. But Florida State, I put some money on them, and they were terrible. They couldn't make a shot.
Who'd they play?
It was 2 weeks ago on a weekend. They might have played Clemson, Notre Dame. I'd have to look it up.
Okay.
I can look it up. But
they won the game, but they struggled, you're saying.
No, no, no. I took them some live line when I thought they were going to come back. I got to look who up
Florida
they played.
Florida State, I thought they were on a little bit of a winning streak.
I watching that game, I didn't know where they were, like, record-wise. I didn't know much about them. And then I thought, okay, well, if there's one team I'm going to avoid in the bracket, it's going to be Florida State. And then I'm finding out that, oh, no, Florida State's, like, the most athletic team in the tournament, and they're everybody's sexy pick to go far. Who did they play the other day? Oh, it was North Carolina. They lost to North Carolina by, like, 18. And I just thought they looked so bad in that game. And they haven't lost a game since outside of against Duke on Saturday. Otherwise, they've been playing very well.
Yeah, I mean,
they beat Virginia.
You look at the only in the last month, the only two teams they've lost to was Duke and North Carolina. So
right, but in that North Carolina game, I mean, Chuck, since January 22nd, that's the only two teams they've lost to.
I mean, I think they're pretty good.
So a lot of people are going to take Florida State, and all I can think of is the one game I watched.
And they beat Virginia by 10 on Friday?
And Virginia's the team I think Saturday? I'm going to take to win the whole tournament.
Yeah. I don't know. Man, I'd love to see Bennett finally win a tournament. Because of course, we all know what happened to him last year. He's had a rough go, man. How many times has he been high seeded or a one seed and he has flopped? But I mean, I think he's got to do well. I want to see him do well, man. I don't know. Would be sketchy to take Virginia to win it all because it just seems like Tony cannot get over the hump. And I know I shouldn't go on the past on that, but in this case, I just can't get that. Just like you can't get Florida State when you saw them play North Carolina, I can't get the fact that Virginia always flops in the NCAA tournament.
I had a premonition last night.
Okay.
About Virginia. And if I can try to get back into the state I was in when I had it so that I can share it with you. All right. My premonition is that Virginia, after being the first one seed to ever lose to a 16, will win the NCAA tournament this year.
Okay? They'll be, you know what, if they do, they'll be the first team to go from losing in the first round against a 16 seed to winning the tournament. How about that?
Naturally, yes. This is the first time that's ever been possible. And then I keep seeing more things here. I can't get it out of my brain. Wisconsin will lose to Oregon as the 5-12. And then, what am I seeing here? Oh, Greg Gard is going to get fired. And then, what am I seeing here? I'm seeing Tony Bennett, fresh off a national championship, is going to come to Wisconsin. And then, what am I seeing? Marquette's going to lose too, and Wojo's going to get fired, and Greg Gard's going to Marquette? What?
No. I don't think Bennett's leaving Virginia, but I'll tell you what.
That's what I'm seeing.
Wojo, if he loses in the first round, if he gets beat by Murray State.
My brain hurts.
He gets beat by Murray State. The people at Marquette, the alums, the supporters there won't be happy.
Oh, I'm also seeing Jason Kidd's going to come coach the Lakers next year, and they're going to beat the Bucks in next year's NBA Finals.
Oh, now you really got to. Now you really got to quit. Boy, well, you really lost your mind.
Oh, you took I blacked out for 2 minutes. Where am I?
You took it too. You took it a step too further, and you jumped the shark on the Jason Kidd one there.
I don't remember anything that happened in the last 2 minutes. Did I say anything stupid?
Where do we start? But I'll tell you, you know, Wisconsin at the beginning, you know, Wisconsin against Oregon. Wisconsin, the 5 seed, Oregon, the 12 seed. Oregon's like a 1-point favorite in this game.
Oregon has not lost in what, 8 games?
Yeah, but they play at a crappy conference. I mean, the Pac-12 is horrible. You know, Pac-12 used to be a proud conference, a good conference, a strong conference. You had Arizona, you know, UCLA, Washington was decent and all that. But, man, Oregon was good, you know, back when Ernie Kent could actually coach. But now the Pac-12, what has happened? What has happened? Washington, I mean, they won the regular season, but they're terrible. I've seen them play a few times. Like, I would never take Washington whenever. Oregon wouldn't even made the tournament had they not won the Pac-12 tournament.
Let's talk more about Wisconsin and Marquette and their path, and I would like to hear from, now we're gonna throw this out there. This is one of those things we do in the radio business called doomed to fail, because I would like to hear from anyone that thinks Wisconsin or Marquette's going to be playing after this weekend.
Well,
so we'll invite those people to call, knowing there's not going to be any of those people. This is a segment we call doomed to fail. So you can call in if you're optimistic about Marquette or Wisconsin at 414-799-1250. Hell, I don't think either of them are going to win their first game.
Well, they could. They could get beat. Wisconsin against
doomed
Oregon.
To fail.
I just don't think Wisconsin, of the two teams, Wisconsin's shelf life is just not very good.
This segment is doomed to fail.
Yeah. Well, Wisconsin is going to fail. I could see them getting beat by Oregon. And as far as Marquette, obviously facing John Morant, Murray State, you're talking about a team who hasn't lost. They haven't lost in the calendar year yet.
All right, forget next weekend. Does anyone think they'll be playing this weekend?
Saturday or Sunday. Marquette's got the best shot. Marquette's a 4.5-point favorite against Murray State.
Doomed to fail.
So why should Marquette only be a 4.5-point favorite against a mid-major? Marquette one time was a top-10 team, but Murray is really, really good.
Talk some NCAA with you guys, 414-799-1250. Chuck and Winkler, good morning. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman, the Marquette. We call them the Warriors on this show. I'll follow your lead, Frames. They've got Murray State out of the Ohio Valley. That game's on Thursday, 3:30.
Well, in fact, both games. Wisconsin, the next day at 3:30, right in the middle of the day.
Now, what channel's Marquette on? They are on TBS. And then on Friday, TBS as well, the Badgers have Oregon, 3:30. 414-799-1250. Does anyone think Marquette or Wisconsin will be playing after this weekend? Called this segment doomed to fail because did not think anyone would say they would. But Ryan downtown, a little more confident than at least me. What's up, Ryan?
Hi, Ryan.
What's going on, Bart? You got to have some confidence.
I need some confidence.
What was it? Ohio Valley Conference? That's where Murray State's out of?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Big East is a lot better than the Ohio Valley Conference.
If there is not by much, man. The Big East is not your father's Big East anymore, guys.
That's true, and they faltered down towards the stretch. But
yeah,
they have one guy, but I'm sure Murray State's worried about Marcus Howard. They kind of equal themselves out, and I think Marquette has better players around Howard than the other guy has with his team. So.
Boy, when Marquette, here I'll say this. If Marquette... We're debating whether or not Marquette could beat Murray State. We shouldn't be doing that, but that's just where Marquette is right now. I mean, Murray is going to be a tough out for them, man. There's no doubt. And if Marquette wins that game, I don't see them beating Florida State.
Well, I have Florida State losing in my bracket. That's going to be one of those early round upsets.
To Vermont?
Calling it right now.
Yeah, I've been talking up. If you know me, I've been talking up Vermont for weeks. So, Ryan, I'm with you. I'm going to take Vermont over Florida State with you.
Hey, you're smart and the most good-looking one on the station.
Ooh, oh, yes.
What is it with these listeners today?
Wow.
Hey, wicked who? Yeah. That's what I say.
Well, he's not on the station
only
anymore.
3 years ago.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that bum is gone. You're better.
Thanks, Ryan.
Wow, okay.
I don't want to hang up on him, but he hung up. You know, Wicked has been getting a lot of mention lately, and I realize why. Mike Wicked, who I took over from. Because when you're in love with someone, or when you're in a relationship with someone, did you know that the common math is it takes half that time to get over them? So Mike was here for about 8 years. So it's going to take 4 years for people to fully be over him. I've been in this chair for about 2.5 years, so I've still got another 18 months to go of people referencing Wicked every time they either like me or don't.
Yeah.
So I've still got some time.
Yeah, I...
And we've had him on a bunch, so it's like...
Well, like twice, maybe.
Oh, a couple times. We're going to have him on again in the summer when Giannis wins the MVP.
Oh, for the bet, yeah.
And we're going to have him on for that.
Florida State and Vermont... I've seen some people say that could be a 13 versus a 4. That could be an upset bid because Vermont is so fundamentally sound. FSU struggles a little bit from the free throw line, and that could be a problem.
Yeah, I like Vermont in that game. I am going to take them. The Final Four I'm going with right now is I'm going with the ACC team. So I'm going to go Duke, Virginia, and then North Carolina. And then I think the West is so open. With Michigan and Gonzaga and is it Zaga or Zaga?
Gonzaga.
I just say it the other way every time so that one of the times I'll be right. I'm taking, now is it Nevada or Nevada?
Either way.
Is it Oregon or Oregon?
Either way.
This really sucks.
I don't care.
I'm taking 7-seed Nevada out of that region.
Well,
so I'm going 1-1-1-7.
I'll tell you, the team I really like, Buffalo. I love Buffalo.
Ah, the 6-seeded Buffalo.
I love Buffalo. Coached by Nate Oates out of Watertown.
Yeah, they could beat Texas Tech, then they could beat Michigan.
Yeah, I love, well, Buffalo, how about this? If you would have told me, like, Buffalo would be playing the play-in game between Arizona State and St. John, shouldn't that be the other way around? You would think that a mid-major like Buffalo would be, like, the 11th seed, and Arizona State and St. John's, they would be, like, the 6th seed, but Buffalo is that good. Buffalo is maybe the best mid-major team out there.
So Friday at happy hour, let's say 5, 6 o'clock, are either of our teams still going to be alive in this tournament by Friday at happy hour?
More likely Marquette is.
Yeah. Yeah, more likely, I think.
More likely.
Of the two.
But I think come Monday morning for sure, neither team will be around.
Let's see. Tom is in West Dallas. What's up, Tom?
I wish I felt better about it.
Morning, fellas. Hey, as unfortunate as it is, these teams are so inconsistent. You can never count on them. With Marcus Howard and his wrist issue, you know, I haven't seen anybody else step up. And UW, that's a crapshoot. It's like Jekyll and Hyde, who's showing up that day? I think Murray State, I think they're going to beat Marquette, and I think Oregon's going to beat Wisconsin, as sad as that is. But and the only good thing that might come out of this is when UW loses, what do you think the odds would be if we could go out and get, even though we signed a contract extension, go and get TJ Otzelberger to coach the Badgers?
Boy, he had a tough out, too. I mean, South Dakota State, they got beat by Western Illinois in the first round of the Summit Tournament. After blowing the doors off those guys twice, and I would say there's two guys, Otzelberger and even Nate Oates from Buffalo. I think those two guys, I would take those guys.
Either one.
Yeah. I'd take them at either place. And Otzelberger, I wish he would. That's a shame that he's not in the NCAA tournament and that, you know, one 40-minute bad game in a conference tournament costs you everything after playing such a great regular season. But that's just the way it is in the mid-majors.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, man. I'd be okay with either one of those guys.
414-799-1250. So, like, let's say come Monday, do you think that either team will, like, both teams will be out, or do you think that...
Come Monday, it'll be out.
We're going to turn to a music station?
Come Monday,
We're going to be previewing Jimmy Buffett's concert at Alpine Valley. Because we won't be talking about the NCAA tournament.
What do you think come Monday?
No, I think come Friday, but hey.
Friday at happy hour.
Happy hour.
All right, so I am going to take Marquette to lose to Murray State, and I would not be terribly surprised if they do win. But when you look back at their tournament run, that game on Friday night was a mess.
Marquette's?
Yes.
Oh, nine technicals?
Mess. Yeah. Guys were getting teed up for being mad at themselves late. Guys were getting ejected and then thrown back in the game. And so I wonder...
How about Wojo?
Wojo's
furious. Went after that guy.
I wonder, like, is that going to help them? Is that going to hurt them? Because Howard had a really bad night that night. What was he, 1-for-13?
No, 1-for-15 or 16.
1-for-15, yeah. 1-for-9 from three. He had 21 points. Most of those free throws.
But, okay, he's got his wrist, it's his left hand, but he's downplaying it. But still, I mean, the other night was just awful.
So without that conference tournament, they don't have that exhausting loss. Without that conference tournament, he doesn't get dinged up. I mean, I watch these teams sweat it out for everything in the conference tournament when they don't have to, and at what cost?
Well,
I just wonder at what cost.
In the high majors. Well, Oregon, if they don't, Oregon doesn't win the Pac-12, they don't get in.
Right. There are teams that need that, and there are teams that play their way out in the conference tournament. But for our teams all year, it's been pretty comfortable that these two teams would be in. And so I wonder how much do you expend to yourself over the weekend? Now, with the Badgers, I said a couple of weeks ago when they're playing Ohio State, I said the Badgers are going to be the easiest 5-12 upset pick of all time. And people were coming at me. How can they be a 5-12 when they're going to be a 4-seed, Winkler? You're so stupid. Okay, well, they were a 5-seed. And then so I tweeted last night, Oregon by 10. And now I've got people, this has never happened to me before, like this. I've got people, because I said and made predictions before, but now like, and usually people are like, oh, shut up, you're stupid. That's fine. I've got people trying to bet me now. Put your money where your mouth is. $100, Winkler. $50, let's go. Like, people want to bet me on this. Wisconsin's going to lose.
Wait, they want to bet you? They want to bet? They want Wisconsin
to win.
How can people be so sure that Wisconsin's going to win that game when they're the underdog?
Because in all my life of fighting with fans, I've been trying to find which fan base is the most brainwashed. And it's been under my nose the whole time. It's Wisconsin Badgers basketball fans. You guys are brainwashed.
Well, hey, you know what?
You saw Decker and Kaminsky take you to the finals 4 years ago, and you think that anything's possible anytime. This team is not good.
Hey, if I put on Twitter right now, the Bucks are going to lose in a 7-game series to Philadelphia, I'll get the same thing like you're going to get from Wisconsin. People will downplay Philadelphia like the Sixers don't even exist.
Badgers are going to get run out of the gym.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like that caller a couple of calls ago said, you don't know what Wisconsin's team is going to show up. The team that played Iowa a couple weeks ago at the Kohl Center and played great, just played great, or like the haphazard effort I thought they gave against Michigan State the other day.
Was that pun intended?
What's that?
Haphazard.
Haphazard. Yeah, well, again, it depends on what Badger team shows up. I don't think they're that good. Wisconsin isn't that good.
All right. So let's say the Badgers beat Oregon.
And I'm starting to feel like Marquette maybe isn't that good.
Yeah, but let's say the Badgers beat Oregon, and then everyone's like, oh, Winkler told you, you're an idiot. Well, then they're just going to get run out of the gym by Kansas State.
I just don't think their shelf life is very good.
No.
Their shelf life is not good.
They're not good.
I thought they'd have a tough time getting in the tournament anyway, even before the season started. The fact that they got a 5th seed, got to be elated at that.
Yeah, they got three good weeks.
Yeah.
They ain't not good.
Well, and on the other hand, with Marquette, I was feeling really good like 3 weeks ago. Not no more. I still think they're going to beat Murray State, but then I think they'll get dealt a loss against Florida State. But, I mean, the people who are coming at you for Wisconsin, if you're a Marquette fan, you can't feel good about the way your team is going in the tournament. Even after that debacle against Seton Hall, I mean, just the last – something's just not right. This team lost their mojo a little bit. And if they get beat – I'm telling you, if they get beat by Murray, the Marquette people will not be happy with Wojo.
No.
Now, next year, he's going to have everybody back. Hopefully. I mean, hopefully Howard doesn't make a bad decision and go to the NBA, although, you know, how much better can Howard get? He's not going to get any taller. I mean, I think that's his weakness, too. But, I mean, if everybody comes back, yeah, they'll be a preseason top 15. But, man, it has just gone right down the drain for Marquette here in the last, since that Villanova loss, right down the tubes.
Let's talk to John in Tosa. What's up, John?
Well, it's one of those brainwashed bad guys, I guess, Chuck. So, Badgers don't have a bad loss outside of Western Kentucky on their floor, which was a revenge game based on a bad call last year. They've lost some tough games at home against Purdue. They've lost Michigan State. They lost at Indiana. They haven't had really a bad loss. Are they inconsistent from an offensive end perspective? Yes, they are. But, Chuck, what disappoints me is a guy who's coached basketball before, defense carries you, and defense travels to any neutral site game, and the Badgers are one of the top five defensive teams in the country, and they're used to playing close games, so they're not going to crap in their pants when they're down by one or up by one in a two-minute tight situation. They could lose. You're right. They may. But I'll tell you what. This oh, woe is me, the sky's falling, this program's in terrible shape is nonsense. They have a top, arguably a top 10 college player, not a pro player, college player, in Ethan Happ, who can cause foul trouble on Kenny Wooten. They've got perimeter pack line defense. If you love Virginia so much, it's the same damn defense they run in UW. The reality comes down to this. If Trice and Davison are hitting threes, the Badgers will be just fine. But to sit there and say that Oregon is this powerhouse and all of a sudden they're going to roll over because they're a one-point favorite, that's a sucker bet, and I'll take your money if you guys want to do it.
No, I'm not saying – no. Bart said that. I didn't think Oregon was going to roll over Wisconsin. It depends on Wisconsin. I mean, when you say that these guys don't crap the bed, I think the Michigan State game, they folded down the stretch. I thought the Indiana game at Indiana, well, Indiana's playing well. I think Indiana deserved to be in the tournament.
Should I bet, John?
Well,
should I bet these people?
Again, don't you have a bet out there with listeners that you don't know?
Yeah, that's for the Bucks if they take on the Celtics.
Oh.
But, I mean, you know what? I'd probably be more prone to bet if I didn't just lose 500 at Pato.
500?
Yeah.
At the tables?
Tables. I tried to win it back.
Oh.
The slots.
500?
Yeah, it was a bad night, dude.
Boy, do you need Giannis to win the MVP in the worst way now.
Yeah, no, I almost called you for a cash advance. It's not good.
30% charge on that.
It is not good. Chuck and Winkler. We'll talk more about Giannis and the Bucks.
Yeah. Talk about that.
Next.
Jeez.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.